good morning, or good afternoon, I guess it is. It's 12:15, and you're listening to WGH, and this show is called A Progressive Life, and we're joined on the phone by Dr. Ronald Feynman. Are you there?
Of course I'm here.
All right. I figured you were. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I've got a couple of housekeeping things I got to get done with.
Sure.
Adam said he's going to donate or will to you a picture of Jerry Ford autographed, and he was hoping that you would take that.
Well, I will take it because I'm not saying he's going to pass away. I'm just concerned of his lack of concern about the virus. But I don't wish to accept anything from him, and I hope he has a long life.
That's a good answer. Okay, and then Scott was just beating this horse to death and trying to get me in trouble with you and Adam, and I'm not going to have any truck with that. So I'm just laying it on the line. Scott, you should be ashamed of yourself. Anyway, so it was interesting. You and I are going to talk about the successes and the past lives of the president-elect today. And it was interesting that on this morning's show, Joe Scarborough, his show, Morning Joe.
Morning Joe, yeah.
He talked about John Adams and how John Adams put people in prison who were news media people. Had you read anything about that sort of thing?
Well, there was the Alien and Sedition Acts of 1798 when Adams was in office, passed by Congress,
However.
So it's not so much him, but there were 25 people that were put on trial, and one of them was Benjamin Bache, B-A-C-H-E, the grandson of Benjamin Franklin. How's that?
Oh, my goodness. Holy cow.
And it was also a member of the House of Representatives from Vermont that was put in prison for a while, and he ran for re-election while in prison.
Oh, well, he also pointed out that one of them, and it was a very famous name, and I can't remember it, one of them passed away because of apparently smallpox or something, one of those dread diseases back then. And so Adams put his wife in jail for him.
And I'm aware of that. I'm not sure what you mean on that.
I wasn't watching
this morning.
I will have to look it up. And then apparently his wife got sick, so he put the publisher of his newspaper in jail. Pretty vindictive.
Well, the publisher of the newspaper was Benjamin Bache, B-A-C-H-E, who was the grandson of Benjamin Franklin. Yeah. And I always say when I talk about that in a class that if Benjamin Franklin, who died in 1790, had been alive in 1798-99, he would have said, put me in prison, not my grandson.
Oh, my, yeah.
I'm sure he would have.
There are all sorts of questions that are starting to pop up with the way that the current president is handling this transition, which is he's not handling it at all.
No, so, even Herbert Hoover, who did not get along with FDR, still allowed him to come to the White House and still went with him to the inauguration, although they didn't talk. There's a famous photograph of FDR trying to strike up conversation, and Hoover's got a glum look, and his head is turned the other way, and he doesn't say anything to him, but he still showed up.
Huh, interesting. I have all sorts of questions to ask. I started looking it up. I was trying to look up good things about Biden's and stuff. And I'm up for anything you have to say about Biden. But I wanted to ask you some things about how Trump is handling this. Do you think Trump is trying to set himself up to run for president in 24?
Well, that's the rumor, and it's shown up in a couple of newspapers. I suppose it's possible, and of course he could say, I'm going to be 78 then, but Joe Biden is 78 now, so why couldn't I run? And it's true, he could run.
Yeah.
He could. I think he is a poisonous thing for the Republican Party, and I do not think he would be able to win, but I think he would destroy many other Republicans who might want to run. And it's going to cause, I think, a civil war in the Republican Party. But actually, the party needs a civil war, not literally, but figuratively.
Yeah.
Because I think the way it's going, it is not a mainstream party anymore, and it needs to be. and only a few Republican senators have had the common decency to congratulate President-elect Joe Biden, Lisa Murkowski, and Susan Collins, and Ben Sasse, and Mitt Romney. Yeah. And I wrote on, I guess it was Facebook, that I said, if those four senators had voted to convict him, and only Romney did, he would have been out of office on February 5th.
Yeah, you did put that on Facebook, and that was kind of
then if that's the case, Pence would have been in. I'm not a fan of Pence, but I'd like to think he would have, coming in suddenly, have handled this better, and he might even have won a full term.
Yeah.
I think the fact that they did not convict him caused this massive loss of life, which maybe would not have happened under Mike Pence.
Well, do you think, okay, continuing on, we didn't get Pence, so we got Trump, but...
I'm glad we didn't, actually, but I think at the time it would have been better, yes.
Yeah, but do you think, you know, they're talking about Trump making Pence the president for the last 5 minutes of his... term.
But that would be a mockery if he made him president for part of the day.
Yeah.
I'd assume he would do it for at least a week before. But as it is, and I've said this jokingly to people, I said if he was to resign after December 20, and there was, you know, after that, then it would be about a month left for Pence. He would have the shortest term, less than William Henry Harrison, who had 31 days.
Well, now, let's say he does decide to name Pence, and he waits till the last day or something like that, will Pence then get his picture up as one of the presidents of the United States?
I think he would, but honestly, I'm not so sure that he would go ahead and pardon him, because his own reputation in history would be damaged by that.
And he has, he's in his 50s, I believe.
He's 60, actually. He just turned 60, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, actually, maybe 59, so he's actually 61. And he probably has some ambition to run. I don't think pardoning him, which would be a totally corrupt act, although I guess it couldn't be stopped, would help him. I don't think he would. I don't think he should either. You know, I don't think that'd be right. He's done enough damage to his own reputation by having inability to speak up and challenge him on anything. And that is... that's going to doom him in history. But I think if he pardoned him, oh, my God, it's what he's going to look like.
Yeah.
I don't think it would be helpful. But, you know, I don't know how to figure him out. I don't know. He's very very hard to understand, Mike Pence. I know that he calls his wife mother, which I think is weird.
Well,
even Ronald Reagan calls his wife mommy, which is weird. But this whole mother thing, and she seems to dictate things to him, it seems. I don't know what to make of that relationship. But I just think that if he can't be in a meeting with a woman unless his wife is there, unless there's other men there, that's the strangest thing I've ever heard about anybody. I mean, what's wrong? He can't control himself?
Well, I do call my wife mom when I'm talking to her children. Or grandchildren.
Yeah, well, that's different, yeah.
Yeah.
But you don't go around talking about mother all the time when you're a public figure. I mean, I don't think, that's my thought anyway. And I think mother is very formal. Mommy, at least, is more friendly and warm. You know, Ronald and Nancy were very close.
Yeah.
So it's a different thing. But mother? I don't know.
Do you think Trump is trying to stay relevant? Is that why he's doing all that he's not doing right now?
Well, he's a toddler. He's never grown up. He really has major mental issues. And he's still a danger with 70 days from today's inauguration.
Yeah.
Because he's firing, Esper, the defense secretary. He did already. And he's probably going to fire the FBI and CIA head. You don't do this when you're on your way out. You're putting in people who are not approved by the Senate and who are not qualified in many cases. Some of them are really weirdos from what we gather about their background. They were turned down when they were before the Senate or they withdrew. I mean, to me... he's endangering our national security. We could have a 9/11 attack with people that are there just a short time and don't know what they're doing. This is not right for the country. It's in that respect, President-elect Biden is correct. And I don't think anybody in their right mind would say that he's wrong on that.
Well, now, if Mitch McConnell has said he's not going to, well, he's made it clear he's not going to approve people that Biden wants on his cabinet, and apparently the Senate has to approve them. But
I haven't heard that. Is that something today? I didn't hear
that. Yeah, that was, I think, last night I heard that.
Maybe I missed it because I went to bed.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm not aware. Oh, wow.
Well, but now, could...
That's crazy. He's got to, you know, they have to approve somebody for the cabinet. It's crazy. And I think Mitch McConnell, unfortunately, was not defeated, but it's a disgrace because he's doing the same... If he's doing that, which I hadn't heard and seen, he told me, that's the same thing as him making his mind up he was going to destroy Obama and now let him have a Supreme Court appointment and make sure he's a one-term president. And that, I just is unacceptable. I don't know what can be done about it, but he's got... I think it will make Joe pick... I guess, more moderate choices for the cabinet, I suppose, which is not a bad idea anyway, but that startles me when you say that, yeah.
Couldn't Joe do the turnabout as fair play and make them acting?
You don't have to have approval
for an acting head of state, I guess.
Yes, but you know, Secretary of State and all that, but that is not the proper way.
No.
And look, all the other transformations, when Ford lost, he was cordial to Carter. When Carter lost, he was cordial to Reagan. When Bush 1 lost, he was cordial to Clinton. When Bush 2, it wasn't that he lost, but when he was leaving, he did everything to help Obama. And Obama was very cordial and trying to deal with Trump. This is just unacceptable. And it is interesting that in a poll they showed 79% think Joe Biden has won. 3% think that Trump has won.
Right.
And the rest don't know. It's just amazing. So, I mean, this is not an issue to promote. And the Senate, other than the four I mentioned, should be coming out and congratulate him is what I'm trying to say. Congratulate him. And again, I just wish those four senators I mentioned who are more moderate had the guts, although Romney did, to have removed Trump from office on February 5th. Because the next day is the first casualty in COVID-19.
Is that right?
It was amazing, you know?
Yeah. Now, you know, he might be able to get Pence to give him, you know, make Pence the president and give him a pardon.
Yeah.
And he might be able to do that, but he can't pardon him from New York State.
No, he cannot. And neither can the kids be pardoned for
so
that.
So will they be in jail 2 weeks after
that? Well, you don't go to jail right away. They'll be indicted, and there has to be a trial. I don't think they're going to end up in jail, you know, as far as the issue of bond. I'm sure they'll get out. But I think they will face trial, yes. And I think that all the kids, not the courts, I'm not saying... Barron, but I think the older few should be because they have been involved in illegal activities.
Right.
And same with Jared Kushner.
Well, the emoluments clause alone, they're all involved in that. Now,
yeah,
nobody's ever been convicted
from the beginning. And also the whole idea of allowing relatives to be involved in the government with Jared and with Ivanka, that is not right.
Yeah, but is it against the law?
Well, actually, with the whole issue, well, the one thing about them being involved in government is that they're not paid, and there's a law that was passed after Robert Kennedy was under his brother that prevents anybody from who's related to a president to be in a paying job in the government, and you know, nepotism law. But since they were not paid, it's a technical thing, I guess.
Okay. Now, one of the questions
I now see about McConnell talking about possibly. Indeed causing trouble.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I hope not.
Well, now, this is a question that Scott and I were talking. We didn't say this on the air, but neither one of us could answer this. So I said, well, I'll ask Dr. Feynman because he's our presentologist.
Yeah, and I want to thank Adam Lepp again for calling me that. There's no official such word. I'm trying to get it adopted. I haven't heard. But presidentologist, I love it.
Presidentologist, I think it's fantastic, and Adam did that for you.
Yes, but, and I've always said thank you so much for that. And I use it myself, but it's not a real word officially in the dictionary yet.
I know it. Not yet. But as our resident presidentologist, that's hard to say.
Presidentologist combined. Yeah.
Who becomes, if Georgia... both Democrats are elected in Georgia. It'll be a 50-50 balance in the Senate. Who becomes the majority leader?
Chuck Schumer, because Kamala Harris as VP could organize the Senate.
Ah, so it would go that way.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But I also say, let's say it doesn't happen. Kamala Harris is going to cause grief for Mitch McConnell. She's a tough lady. You're not going to mess with her. And boy, is there going to be conflict between her and McConnell, because, you know, I just wrote about that on my blog today. This woman is so intelligent, bright, talented, and she's not going to be pushed around, and she shouldn't be.
Not to mention that she's great looking.
Oh, she's great looking. I love her laugh. Oh,
I do too. Just, I love her laugh.
I love the way she does dancing. It's just great.
Well, okay. You've answered my questions that I was thinking about last night when I was trying to get ready for your show, and none of them went back to Biden directly. But I did have one. Biden seems to be approaching Trump like the police approach a suspect who is holding a hostage. He's trying to gain his trust. He's trying not to threaten him. He's trying to put him at ease, putting no pressure on him. Do you think that's a successful strategy to handle Trump in this defiance stage?
Well, I think Joe's a diplomat. He always has been. He's a very kind, decent human being. And that plus Kamala Harris, whatever you think of their votes and their, you know, views, the two of them are such decent human beings, and we need something like that now after what we've been through. And I just love them both for that fact that they really care and are kind and compassionate, and we need that back in government. But I think eventually it's going to be given up by Trump once the Georgia recount is done, because there's no way he could win in that. And he's not going to win Georgia, believe me. You know, the margin is small, but as I wrote on Facebook today, when it was a small margin in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania in 2016, overnight, Hillary Clinton conceded. And he bragged that he had a landslide, Trump, with 306 electoral votes. Now it looks like it's going to be the exact same vote as Biden switched Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. And yes, it's a little close in Georgia and Arizona, but he's ahead. And the point is, he's not going around saying it's a landslide, but maybe after finally it's accepted by Trump that he did lose, maybe Biden should do it, but he wouldn't do that. That's not his nature.
It's not
a landslide, 306. But the point is, if he got Trump for Hillary to concede right away, why can't he concede and be a decent person? But that's not him.
No, it doesn't seem to be him. Okay, now, do you think you want to give us a prediction on the two senators that are up for
for re-election? Yeah, well, one of them was only appointed. I really do think the Democrats have an edge, but it'll depend what happens in the next 8 weeks. I mean, it's going to be a lot of spending and a lot of attention paid to it. Obviously, I think Biden and Harris will probably both show up in Georgia. Probably Trump and Pence will show up. Probably others will.
Probably Obama.
And probably Obama, yes, and I really do think so. It's going to be very close, but there is a trend toward Democrats in Georgia. It is turning purple, and I think there's a chance. The only thing is, from a certain perspective, you'd say, Georgia, a state that's going to elect a black person to the Senate? And also a Jewish person?
Yeah.
Maybe more likely that. But I think that's going to be a tough haul. But honestly, Kelly Loeffler is disgraceful. I mean, I'm sorry, I know I use that word too much, maybe, but she really is. She's the wife of the New York Stock Exchange president,
right?
And she was appointed. But what are her credentials? What is her background? What
she
makes
has pretty
her
eyes? That's her.
And also the things she has said and done are, I think, horrible. And David Perdue has shown anti-Semitism. He has had photographs of John Ossoff with a larger nose, supposedly the larger Jewish nose, but also other groups of people have large noses. That's ridiculous. You know, and also has made racist statements. So I would hope the decency of Georgia, of people, I do know a few in Georgia, and with the fact that he's winning there, Joe Biden, that they will both be elected. I hope so, because that would make a massive difference, but still not easy, because you're still going to need, you're going to have her sitting in the Senate a lot, more than most vice presidents. Harris will have to sit there. There'll be a lot of 50-50 votes, and she can break the tie. So she's going to have to spend a lot more time in the Senate chamber than almost any vice president in memory.
Now, I'm going to put on my Republican hat. No, it does. It's not a MAGA hat. It's just a Republican hat.
Maybe a Nelson Rockefeller, William Scranton, George Romney type. Yeah, that I could accept.
All right, I'm putting that hat on, and I'm wondering why I haven't heard complaints from the Republican Party about the fact that they were, Trump said the day after the election that they were going to announce a vaccine. Well, it was pretty close to, it was like 3 days after that this Pfizer vaccine popped up. Well, why do you think that they're not beating that drum? I would have thought they would have been.
Well, because you can't rush science. You know, you can't rush these things. And I just want to make a statement because I did hear after I was on that Adam made about that I insulted his science background. I didn't insult it, although he thinks I did. I said 1980 science is not 2020 science. History is different. You add to history, you can go back, you can, of course, you know, judge it differently, but science has dramatically changed.
Oh, yeah.
See, it's like saying the atomic bomb in the 1920s, you know, if you were in 1920s, you know, educated, you wouldn't know anything about the atomic bomb.
No.
You wouldn't know about penicillin. Things change so much in science that to claim the 1980s your science background is adequate in 2020 is not. And I'm not a scientist, but I respect modern science, not science of decades ago.
And it keeps changing. It keeps changing, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, history changes, and a lot of it is still set. But science is always changing, and we have too many people who reject science and deny it. And to me, yes, it's great you have a background in the 1980s, but have you had any background since to really understand? No, I don't. I don't claim to, but I don't think you can go by 1980 science in 2020.
Well, I was never good in science, so I'm going to just leave that alone.
I like science, but I didn't like the labs.
Well, now, I've taken up, about 20 minutes of the time that you were going to talk about Mr. Biden and all the good stuff that accompany his president-electedness.
Interesting word.
Yeah, I just made that up.
Sounds good.
We on this radio station aren't very smart. We just make up words.
I think it's, by the way, your show with Scott, I don't listen to all of it, but it's so interesting. I think it should be a hit show nationally.
Well, you know, I do too, but I don't think it's going to be. But we do enjoy disagreeing with each other. Now, he says we don't disagree, but we do disagree. at least mentally, I'm disagreeing with him. I don't try to embarrass him or anything. But anyway, why should we be comfortable that we now have President-elect Biden to inaugurate on the 20th of January?
Why should we be confident, you're saying?
Yeah, why should we be confident? Why should we be... why should we feel... There's a sun on the horizon, so to speak.
Well, because the man knows all the foreign leaders. You know, he's had fantastic experience in foreign policy. He's also, by being vice president, met all the people, and not the last 4 years, but still the last 4 years. Many of them are the same. He has the most foreign policy background of any modern president except Richard Nixon. Actually, I think more, but at least, you know, equivalent to Richard Nixon and George H.W. Bush.
Yeah.
And I think that's very important. And he's, as far as domestic, he's not way left, but that's good. You know, I must say to people, I know some people on Facebook who said, oh, Bernie Sanders. I said, look, you can like Bernie Sanders, like what he stands for. He never would have been elected. No way would he have been elected because of that word socialist. Look what it did to Florida with the Cuban Americans thinking this is Raul Castro. Crazy, but they did.
Yep.
So you don't want to be connected because people do not understand what socialism is.
No, they don't.
It's communism, and it's not.
Nope.
And I point out the FDR's New Deal had, quote, socialist tendencies.
It was very strong
socialism.
They
have good things from it, right?
Yeah.
And the same with the Great Society. And now, apparently, you know, that'll be Jay. And then Obamacare, it looks like it's going to be upheld.
Yeah, that's kind of
surprising. Kavanaugh may be backing it, and Roberts... Wow, it shows you never can be sure about the Supreme Court. So, and though people don't like Obamacare, it's got its faults. The answer is you improve it. You don't destroy it.
That's right, yeah.
So these are, quote, socialist and, quote, things. They are not dangerous. Labor laws are not dangerous. Environmental laws, consumer laws, all kinds of things. So these are people who say that Harris is too socialist. She's not, and neither is he. and the fact, you know, Biden, and the fact is socialism is part of our existence. We have a mixed socialist capitalist system.
Of course,
and people have to stop using the word socialist like it's communism.
Yeah, and it almost is a dirty word with this, a certain element. And in fact, we've had socialism, like you said, since the 30s or the 20s, for that matter. So.
And by the way, the ideas came from people like Eugene Debs and Norman Thomas, who ran for president as socialists many times.
Yeah.
And they were adopted by the Democratic Party. But the Republican Party, not all, but many, and not now more than ever, have always fought against Social Security. They kept on fighting against Medicare. Ronald Reagan said it was a terrible system, but it's still with us. And now people fighting Obamacare for 10 years, but it's still there. And it's not perfect, but thank God it's there for the 20 million people who have it.
Yeah, the one thing that they upheld, apparently, is that was taken out. And
I was surprised at what, you know, what Kavanaugh said. He said, wow, shows you never can be sure of what these people are going to do.
Yeah.
And I think Roberts particularly, it's his court, it's named after him because he's the Chief Justice. He wants a good legacy in history, and he's become less conservative, bought more of a swing vote, and I commend him for that. And I think it possibly will happen with abortion as well when the abortion case comes up, that it will not be trying to reverse Roe v. Wade, and even maybe the gay rights issue. Maybe there'll be 5 votes there. And who knows how Barrett's going to vote, Amy Coney Barrett. She may surprise us. Already, Gorsuch came out on the other side on an issue about Indian rights in Oklahoma. Eastern Oklahoma is Native American land, a majority opinion written by Gorsuch. In other words, who can say that any justice is going to, quote, please the president who appoints him? They don't.
Yeah.
They don't have to.
Once they're in, and a lot of them, even the far right and the far left judges, seem to want to uphold law rather than one side or the other. They don't seem to be as strong conservative or.
No. And Roberts even made the point that it's up to Congress if they wanted to get rid of Obamacare. They should. They could have, but they never were able to get rid of it. So I think he's making it clear we don't want to end it. It's not our job. It's the job of Congress to get rid of it. And they could not do it. And we got to thank John McCain for that. May he rest in peace.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah. I wanted to mention that I'm going to be publishing an article soon, and it may be totally wrong, but it hasn't come out yet, but by projection on the cabinet, if you were interested in hearing that.
Sure.
All right, so this is my theory, and some of it will come out true, I think, but of course cannot be sure that it all will, but I certainly hope so. So starting with Secretary of State, I would assume, and I've seen people talking about Susan Rice,
yes,
National Security Advisor and United Nations Ambassador, I think.
Saw her interviewed yesterday, I think it was, and it was brought up, and she kind of had a sheepish grin.
Well, she's not going to campaign for it openly.
No.
Okay, now get this, and this will probably please people in Ohio, and maybe it won't happen, and it probably will please Adam Lepp as well. It actually, look, I'm suggesting it, John Kasich, the former governor of Ohio, as Secretary of the Treasury.
That's interesting. Yeah,
I really think so. We need a Republican in the cabinet.
We do.
He's the most legitimate, and I'm not 100% happy with him, but I have even told Adam Lepp that if the 2016 election had been John Kasich against Joe Biden, it would have been an ideal election.
Yeah.
No matter who won, you know. And by the way, I do look back and think that if Joe Biden had not had his son die, that he would have run, would have maybe, can't be sure, might have stopped Hillary, would have been the nominee against Trump, and would have beaten Trump. I really think he would have.
Yeah, I do.
And I also think that this is what Trump knows. He always feared Joe Biden. That's why he got involved in that scandal that led to his impeachment.
Right. Yep.
So, anyway, I think Kasich could be Secretary of the Treasury, and I'm curious what Adam
would
say about that.
What is his background in Treasury?
Well, he was head of the Budget Committee in the House.
Oh, okay.
18 years, and he was governor of Ohio. And he's a decent guy, and, you know, I know some people say, oh, he's too conservative for the Treasury. Some people want Elizabeth Warren. It's not going to happen. We're not going to get Elizabeth Warren. I don't think she can leave the Senate because the governor's a Republican, and she'll be replaced by a Republican senator.
That's right.
So, but I think John Kasich, I would put then Secretary of Defense, and I've seen people talking about this, Illinois Senator Tammy Duckworth.
Huh, interesting.
The military veteran who was severely wounded and lost double amputee, but she's even listed in some articles I've seen as a possible Secretary of Defense.
And I believe foreign-born parents, or at least one of them, yes.
Yes. Now, Attorney General is next. Attorney General, I think Doug Jones, the outgoing senator from Alabama, who lost his seat, which I wish he hadn't. Yeah. Doug Jones is a decent guy. He was involved in that Birmingham church bombing years later, that he got convictions in 2001 for what happened in 1963. He's a good man, Doug Jones.
Yep. So, he's kind of mild-mannered, and he's not one of those saber rattler type guys. He's
no, and unfortunately,
quiet.
Alabama had the best senator they've had in a long time, but they rejected him for a football coach.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know World War II. He says in World War II, we're fighting Germany to get rid of communism instead of Nazism. How stupid can you be?
Oh, my.
I couldn't believe that he said that.
Communism came after the Nazism, though.
That just shows you the problem when you have no-nothings running for office but a football coach. And then a friend of mine wrote, well, football coaches teach high school history. What do you expect?
Jeez.
So they don't know what they're teaching. They're football coaches. Well, so that was funny.
I have a lot of ex-friends that were football coaches, and none of them would I have selected to run for office.
Oh, I see what you're saying. All right, Secretary of the Interior, I would say, although he may not want to leave, he just got re-election, Washington Governor Jay Inslee.
Oh, interesting.
He was very good on the environment and was one of the candidates in the in the primaries, Jay Inslee.
I've got to read this to you before I lose it on my phone. This is from Adam Lepp. Adam, I hope you don't mind me reading this. Kasich would be a great choice for SOTT.
SOTT, what's that?
I don't know.
SOTT.
Secretary of Treasury, right? Yeah.
Oh, the Treasury stuff. Oh, I see what he's saying. He's agreeing with me, see? Yes. We're friends still. We don't agree on some things. That's all.
Bring Mary Ellen out of retirement for Treasurer. I love it. Thanks, Adam.
Yeah. A little too old also, I think.
I'm going to go ask her if she's ready.
Okay. Well, I'm glad we agree. All right, then Secretary of Interior, just an instant. Next is Secretary of Agriculture, another Ohioan, Tim Ryan, the congressman.
Yeah. Yeah,
agriculture.
He did come to the Democratic Club Party here in Marion, and I listened to him, and I was not very impressed with his speech. But he may be a bright man.
I think he is. From what I know, he was one of the candidates, the lesser candidates.
Yeah,
but he's also Ohio agriculture. I think is very important.
Yeah,
and then Congressman Tom Steyer, the businessman who ran.
Yeah.
You know, he certainly knows. And then Secretary of Labor, I would say former Massachusetts Governor Deval Patrick.
Boy, I don't know who that is.
Yeah. Well, he was also a contender in 2020. He's African-American.
Okay,
then Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, I would put the former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams.
Oh, man. Do you think she's got her hands full with what she's doing now? I think she's aiming to run for president eventually.
Well, that's a long shot, but I think right now she'll deal with this, but I still think she might. It does have to appoint her before January 5th, but I just think she's someone who is very dynamic, had a great effect on what's going on, and I think she'd be good for HUD.
And it would be great on her resume.
Yes, and then Secretary of Transportation, former Housing and Urban Development Secretary, and San Antonio Mayor Julian Castro.
Yeah, that's a good thought.
And then Secretary of Health and Human Services, Cory Booker, who could do it because New Jersey has a Democratic governor.
Yeah,
make him head of HHS.
Yeah.
And then education, I would pick another state where he could leave, and the governor's a Democrat. Colorado Senator Michael Bennett, who was superintendent of Denver Public Schools years ago, to make him Secretary of Education. So I think that would really be good.
Anybody is better than DeVos.
Oh, geez, impossible, yes. Oh, God.
Go ahead.
I mean, they're all bad in that cabinet. And now Pompeo, I'm annoyed at that. He claimed we're going to get ready for a second Trump administration.
Yeah, that made me sick.
That was sickening. It really was. It's an embarrassment to foreign governments to see our Secretary of State say that, you know. All right, then Secretary of Energy, former Texas Congressman Beto O'Rourke of El Paso.
That would be a good one, yeah.
Secretary of Veterans Affairs, Southbound Indiana Mayor and contender, Pete Buttigieg.
Either him or me. It's one of the two.
I want to honor your service, by the way, today.
Well, thank you.
Yeah.
And both Pete and I are from South Bend, so it's good.
Yeah, but I think he definitely will be in the cabinet. I think that would be the best position. And then Secretary of Homeland Security, and get this, former Secretary of State, 2004 Democratic nominee, John Kerry.
Oh, yes.
Homeland Security.
Good choice, yes.
And then UN Ambassador Andrew Yang.
Yeah, yeah. And you get money involved then.
Yes. But anyway, the combination is this, as I said, if it worked out. It would include 10 former presidential contenders from 2020, uh-huh. 10, a former presidential nominee, meaning Kerry, 5 people who served in the U.S. Senate, 3 people who have served as governors, 3 who have served as mayors, 2 who have served in the House of Representatives, 2 businessmen, 1 prominent Republican, and 2 well-qualified diplomats.
And if they pick me instead of Buttigieg, radio talk host.
Yes. Okay, and also, the 60-member cabinet would have 7 members of color, 9 Caucasians, 13 males and 3 females.
That's a little light on the females.
Yeah, it's 3 females, yeah. 2 are Jewish, 1 gay, you know, it's Buttigieg.
Yeah.
So it'd be a very talented cabinet of great expertise, and would be able to help Biden and Harris succeed in their goals for the nation. I'll be curious to see how many of these actually work out. I'm trying to make sure my article gets published before Biden starts announcing his cabinet.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Yeah, well, I asked him to brush it, but, you know, so it might be this week, I hope. But that's my choice. What do you think of it overall?
With the exception that there aren't very many women on it, I like the idea. I would like to see a couple more women on it. But, you know, you got what you can. And you got to be careful, like you said, if they're in a state and they're a senator, you certainly don't want to name them and then lose that Senate seat.
Yeah. Yeah, but one thing about only 3 women, 2 are African-American, and then multiracial is Tammy Duckworth. So none of them are white women.
Yeah, that's interesting.
So even though not as many women, they're all people of color. So that's the one thing about not having as many women. But I've seen a lot of other names, some people I don't even know about, so obviously it's not going to be 100% correct, but I'll claim success if they pick 4 or 5 of them.
Well, I really think, and this is just me talking off the top of my head, I really am not like you, I don't have the knowledge, but I really think that Biden will try to have more than just 3 women.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah, I would agree, yeah. Because a lot of the women are not as well known, so I'm getting some new names, but, you know, they're not as prominent. And like Warren, I don't think will be in the cabinet, and Sanders neither, because in Vermont, the governor's a Republican. So I don't think they'll leave.
Dangerous.
And honestly, I think if Sanders was put in, it would probably be detrimental.
Yeah, it would be dangerous to lose those
votes. It would cause trouble for him, I think, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
It's sad that people, because he's a socialist, think he's dangerous. There's nothing dangerous about him.
Yeah, and he's not a socialist. He's a democratic socialist.
Yes. The point is that people think of Sanders as someone who could have won. I don't think he could have won if he'd been the nominee in 16 or 20 because of that word socialist that he uses.
Well, it's kind of like me calling myself a Christian atheist. It doesn't sound right, but I do follow the teachings of Christ.
Yes.
And I am an atheist, so, you know.
I want to mention that Joe Biden's the 2nd Catholic president.
Yeah.
He was the only Catholic vice president, and he really does go to church, and Trump does not. Trump is phony religious. And why the evangelical right and Orthodox Jews love him, I mean,
I have no
maybe
idea.
Because of Israel, but I also plan to point out Joe Biden's record with Israel is not a bad record. It's a good record. People forget Obama did more for Israel than any president in the sense of the Iron Dome system, so Biden's part of that. He has a good relationship with Netanyahu, who I don't care for, but Netanyahu already congratulated him. All the other foreign leaders have. So this whole concept that Trump can still win is a joke.
One of the things I like about Joe Biden is that he is a moderate at the time that we need moderation.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, he's not perfect, independent of whatever perfect means. No. But he's wonderful, and I love his wife, who's an educated Dr. Yeah. Joe Biden.
She's going to continue to teach, she says.
Yeah, all time, and, you know, so, I mean, she's wonderful. She'll add distinction to the position of First Lady. I think Melania was going to be terrible, absolutely terrible.
I won't tell you what I think. I'm just going to leave that alone.
The only thing people say, including Adam, is she's beautiful. Yeah, she's beautiful. Beauty is in the eyes of the beholder, but what matters more is her character and her background and what she says and does. And destroying the Rose Garden the way she did, she doesn't think she did.
Turned it into
that
a soccer
pitch. That
will
be restored, pitch. I'm sure now. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think she's beautiful. I think she's exotic.
Well, to look at, she's nice.
Exotic looking, but... Anyway.
Yeah.
All right. We've got about 5 minutes left to go. I'm going to ask you to tell me things that I should have asked that I didn't ask about. One of the things I do want you to, how do you think Joe is handling this business where Trump is not allowing him to have all the transition stuff that he should have?
It's dangerous to national security. I think
he's fine. I think Joe knows all this stuff anyway, and I don't think he's even slightly bothered. Well, he's slightly bothered, but I don't think it'll affect his transition.
I think he's waiting at least to the weekend. Give him a little more time. It's not a week since Saturday, and the thought is that Trump will probably finally give up on it by the weekend. I think we'll see by next week when we talk. But I think if not, then there'll be a legal challenge, probably a court challenge, to make the head of the General Services Administration, this woman we never heard of, who I think should just feel that she has a job to make sure our security is safe, not worrying how Trump feels. And if he fires her, which is ridiculous, so another person takes over. But I think he'll give it to the weekend. But also when people said, I saw yesterday, about do you think he'll be able to get along with McConnell and get things done, he smiles and says, yes, big smile. He has a lot of confidence. He speaks very well. His speech last week was tremendous.
Yeah.
And so was Harris's. And this thing about, oh, he's losing his mind. He's not losing his mind. He's a little slowed up. He flubs a little bit. He has a stutter. And once in a while, he'll say something not quite, you know, that he's not quite correct. He's not perfect, but my God, compared to the ranting and raving of Donald Trump, he's the kind of person that you can feel confidence in. And I think by having been declared the winner, he has more confidence than he ever had. Who wins?
Yeah. I think the fact that he's got
Kamala.
I mess her name up, and it's not because I'm
Kamala,
trying to make
of
fun.
Kamala.
I have a hard time.
Yeah, by the way, she has a nickname for her stepdaughter and stepson. They call her Mamala.
Well, I think by having her as the vice president, it was a stroke of genius. And I think you probably noticed that I put it on Facebook that November of 2018, I predicted that Biden and
I was not aware. I think I saw you did put it. Lisa, I didn't know back then. But wow, that was really something. You know?
Yeah, that was way before either one of them were, you know, shoe-ins. So
yeah, I have one historian friend who told me that I write so well, like this article that I published about how Joe has the most experience of anybody except John Quincy Adams. And he said, you really should try to be a speechwriter for Joe Biden. And I said, well, I don't know. But he says, you're really good. But I said, I can't see my, even if it came about and I'm not famous, I cannot see myself having that kind of stress and that kind of work.
Well,
at this age, you know.
Well, like I told you on Facebook, I'll take your place if you don't want to.
Move to D.C.?
Yeah, I'd move to D.C. I lived in, when I was in the Army Field Band, that's where we were stationed out of D.C., so I lived there.
My son, who lives in Bethesda, Maryland, he works in D.C. as a lobbyist for the Conservation Lands Foundation. So he's right outside the district. I love D.C. It's like my third home. I've been there so much doing research and visiting.
Sure.
More than anywhere else but New York and Florida. But at this stage of my life, to think of picking up and moving, no, I don't see it. But
well, I agree with you. I probably wouldn't. But if somebody called me up and said, hey, we want you out here, I'd seriously think about it.
The email to write to Joe Biden. I could write to him and offer my services, apparently, but I don't know if I would do that. I also don't think of myself as that significant or that much outstanding. I think there are other people much more so than myself. I'm not a braggart. I don't go around saying how wonderful I am.
Well, you do have a good mind. I love listening to you. Well, we're down to the final minute, so you got anything last things that you want to say before we head out of here?
Well, I think the electoral vote's going to end up as 306 to 232, exactly the same as it was in the opposite direction.
Isn't that amazing?
And it was the repudiation of Trump that Michigan, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania switched, and also that Georgia and Arizona did. So the Democrats did get into the Sun Belt and did turn two states, did not turn Florida because of the communist socialism issue.
Yeah.
But Texas, not as good as it should be, but I still see a lot of growth, and I think once Texas, which is moving toward purple, occurs, I think then the Republicans can never win the White House unless they change their attitude about immigration.
Yeah. Well, that's about all we got time for. And Dr. Feinman, it's wonderful to talk to you, and we will continue this next week. How's that sound?
Of course, absolutely. You know, and I had a good time, and I send my best to Scott and to Adam.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and have a great day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We're out of here in about 4 seconds. Have a great day.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LP, Marion, Ohio, 106.